Listen, where is Kima playing now?
Look, Kima is playing in L.A. I can watch it at 3 o'clock any day.
I bet John could watch it.
And what about you guys? You said you...
I haven't seen Kimberly.
He sees it in the islands, but in Spanish.
Yeah, but Richard said he thought it was playing in Providence or something
like that. No.
Didn't you tell us last time we saw you?
See, most of the stations, I mean, every dealer is a separate deal. They buy it as a library.
Right, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. Right. They're still showing some of those old series.
Some of them have it, on you know, played till the turn of the century. Some have it 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever. But then they do a lot of pirating afterwards, too. In other words, instead of destroying the things at the end of 5 years, which they're supposed to do, and since nobody's checking up on them, so just go on using.
Well, what really bugs the heck out of me with 52, everybody who's in the Kimba Club, as we call it,
Sells of the King,
are really upset about is 52, which is a UHF station there, obviously, does not take care of these films. They only started cleaning the lenses of their cameras, so we got rid of this green fog in front of the lens just recently. But they, and we got the colors brilliant again. We thought they were all faded. We thought they'd worn into an ektachrome-based cheap film
films,
and we thought they'd ruined them. Turned out they were okay. They just had not kept up their equipment. But the problem is, these people have never heard of the sprocket reinforcements. Mm. They have allowed these things to run, and they've got butcher projectors that have taken these things, and we are watching them being tortured and eaten away, and all of a sudden the film would be running, and it would go, and you can see the guy stabbing a pencil, and we're going, oh no. And sure enough, when it gets really, really, really bad, or probably about the next pass through, episodes dropping out of sight, never to be seen again. I had stuff that these guys had never seen before. There was a group, you know, like I said, there was this little group looking for things. I had four episodes in my naivety of recording bad reception or whatever in Atlanta, Georgia, that these guys had never ever seen before. Gypsy's Purple Potion was one of them. Battle at Dead River had gone by all the way of good things. The Pretenders, which was the sequel to Jungle Fun.
Mark has it.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Then Jungle Fun,
yeah.
Which was the beginning of Pretenders, had been gone. And Legend of Hippo Valley. And Sundry, the Day, and Sundry,
Soldier of Fortune.
Soldier of Fortune. Now, because I supplied those other four, now we have, however, Snowy, we do at least have those dupes now, and now we're only missing two episodes, and that is the Sun Tree and the Day the Sun Soldier of Fortune, the Flop of the Seal. As soon as we can get those two, we now have all 52 of the episodes intact.
We only have to go out 28 more.
What will they do for you? What can you do with them?
Well, we have them. No matter whatever happens, they're there.
I'm wondering what kind of
male
response you could get if you were to advertise it.
Well, I've been advertising.
But he does it on a very limited
basis. I mean, to sell. You know, in other words, any of you Kimba nuts out there?
There's
a few.
There's a lot more astro freaks, though.
Really?
Those things go around like hot potatoes crossing over and being exchanged and sold around.
But you know what's
maybe
really
they could maybe they could pay for us to come out and make a personal appearance.
biggest thing is I would like to, there was a show. This
like
night.
Brett Morrison going back as a shadow.
I guess none of you people ever ran into it. It was one of Tezuka's last things called Umi no Toritan, which means Inheritor of the Sea. It was one of the last things Tezuka did. It was shown in 52 in his original Japanese form. The guy out there in Asahiko Home Broadcasting, which is in California, owns the exclusive rights to this. Apparently when Tezuka folded, everybody, it went to the wolves. Everybody grabbed things. And this guy ended up with that. And it was a very stilted, strange animation, and unfortunately a lot of violence. But this guy approached me. He said, you know how to convert it to American stuff. Mm-hmm. He was willing to talk business right there. I would like to have thrown it at Fred, but I know what he would have said. He'd look at that and say, this is so violent. It had things being destroyed and blood and gore. It was a magnificent story. It was about a boy, inheritor of Atlantis, who had started to reclaim his throne. He had gone back and with the help of a mentor in the form of a great dolphin, a great white dolphin, and several other
black
stooge-sized dolphins, he was going back to reclaim his throne. in the ocean. He was constantly getting these weird creatures. There was this great statue, which apparently was all powerful and great.
That was
spirits,
wasn't
Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Poseidon. They called it Satan because they take it literally.
Billy Lure, right?
Poseidon was
right
the name of.
Oh,
actually, Poseidon was the name of the largest island in Atlantis.
Yeah.
That's right. They used it in one of the asteroid series.
It
must have been Poseidon.
Did.
What's Poseidon? Poseidon was the last continent to sink on Atlantis. You know,
he was also
that was
the god of
the
ocean,
by the way.
That's accurate.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm. I really do, because I've studied a little bit of Mu and the element Mu and stuff. But that was
your philosophy going not enough.
Yeah, okay. It's I register. Apparently, you and I study pretty much the same type of things. That's kind of nice.
It isn't all from Casey, but
but the thing was kind of interesting, and it was the guy's willing to talk business on it. But I looked at the thing, and I don't know, maybe he could edit it out. Maybe I'm not imaginative enough to be able to figure enough structure of the story left. But
it got a little hard with some of those gigantic.
Yeah. 12.
Gigantic.
We gotta go home.